Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is URBN Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's a wonderful day today, and we're just about to make it even better.
I'm Joel.
And I'm Sally, your Miss Connection. Welcome to the show that gives you a second chance for that once-in-a-lifetime moment. This is Miss Connection. Honestly, guys, this show is nothing without your stories and your support through the feedback that you give us.
Hello to Dee, Mara, Jade, and Eleanor, our loyal listeners who keep the show on the background during their study sessions.
And also giving a shout out to Santi, Alex, and Lynn. They don't know one another, but they've been asking about your love life, Joel.
Ay, nako. All I can say is just keep tuning in to our show and maybe, just maybe, you'll hear something from me one day.
And of course, be sure to keep in touch with us through the show's Facebook and Twitter, Miss Connection PH.
Yeah, we read each and every one of your messages.
For today's episode, I want to ask, how much of a connection do you need to have with someone before they become a missed connection? I mean, in previous episodes, we've talked about sparks, life-changing moments, split-second wrong decisions. But what if you just admired someone from afar? Silently, almost wordlessly, would you be able to call that someone your missed connection?
I guess it's not really how much you connect with someone, but why you feel you connect with them. And that's a difficult question to answer, diba? And it all boils down to whether or not you did something to bring that feeling of connection to life. If you didn't, then it becomes
a missed connection. You're so smart, Joel.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, don't let it get to your head, Joel. Let's get to today's story. Since exam season now for many of you listeners, we're going to hear a submission from May, a true blue Athenian, who wanted to hit the books but ended up falling hard for a boy in the library.
Hello. Hi. I'm May Alexandra Jimenez, a sociology student at the Ateneo. I'm a little embarrassed to share my story because, I don't know, I might feel like a stalker. So if there's anything I want to say to you, missed connection, hi, I'm not stalking you, ha? I'm just really shy and awkward and I just want to get to know you more.
You, my library friend. You, my unofficial study buddy. You, my inspiration. My lucky charm. You, my crush. It was the first semester of my third year in college. Kakatapos lang ng midterms. My grades were really low, and I was struggling to keep up. Bawal bumagsak kasi baka bawian pa ako ng scholarship. So I promised myself to study better. I used to spend my afternoon free time with friends sa UP Town, but from this moment on, akads is life. MWF afternoons were now library afternoons. Bawal nang distractions. Ate, magpapa-photocopy po. Yung iniwan ni Prof. Rivera, chapters 8 to 12.
Oo, sige. May anim pang nakapila dito. Balikan mo na lang maya-maya, ha?
Sige po. October 23, Wednesday, 1:15 p.m. I found you buried in your books. You were wearing an Ateneo hoodie, black shorts, Adidas, and you were chewing gum, I think. Hands to your head. Either you had a migraine or it was your way to focus, like a horse with blinders. I couldn't see what you were reading, but that book looked pretty thick. I wondered, how are you able to concentrate? Ako kasi isang page lang na didistract na agad. Okay, one more chapter. May. Tapos reaction paper. Focus. Focus. But of course, I couldn't focus. You were too dreamy. Ate, okay na po yung readings?
Oo, andyan lang, nakaipit. 50 pesos lahat.
Ito po, thank you. Teka, parang hindi to yung kay Prof. Rivera.
Ate, sorry, mali po itong readings na nakuha ko.
Eh, ano ba yung iyo dapat?
Yung...
Excuse me, European history?
Yes, so this is yours?
Yeah, thank you. Sorry, nagkamali ako ng kuha.
It's cool, hindi ko rin na-check yung akin. Have a good day.
Yeah. OMG, that was a moment, right? That was a moment. Eye contact, small talk, smile. You seemed really nice, like the kid in kindergarten that knew how to read and write before everyone else in class. But tutulungan ka instead of making fun of you when you struggle to spell your own name. Dagdag ko na rin. Broad shoulders, mukhang mabango. Bet. Then it was the sem break. It came and went really quickly. To be honest, I couldn't get you out of my mind. But here I was, back at school and on my way back to the library. November 4, Monday, 1:10 p.m. I had 3 goals today. 1. Review for my social quiz. 2. Prepare for philograded recitation. 3. Maybe see you again?
Lucky Charms?
Ha?
Lucky Charms, the band. Nakita ko yung pin sa backpack mo.
Yeah. Favorite band ko sila.
Yeah, they're cool.
Okay.
See you around.
I stopped dead in my tracks to let you go ahead to the library. I stopped so I could scold myself. Okay. Yan na talaga ang sagot ko. I felt so stupid. This was moment number 2, and were you walking behind me all this time? Looking at my backpack? OMG! Ang dumi-dumi kaya ng backpack ko. Nakakahiya. I had this internal debate whether to suck it up and go inside the library or hayaan na lang ang sarili ko na kainin ng lupa. But I guess I had to do the right thing. Kaya mo to, May. Here's the thing. Nakakahiya man aminin, NBSB ako. Since birth. I don't know, maybe it's the Catholic schoolgirl curse or baka naman wala talaga akong appeal. So, I treated you the way I treated all my other crushes. Sina Harry Styles, Cole Sprouse, Enrique Hill. Admiring them from afar. Very, very far. You seem to have a favorite spot sa library and I found the perfect spot far away to have the perfect view. Para lang ma-inspire, di ba? I was curious about you. What's your course? Why do you study so hard? Did you also fail your midterms? Do you have a girlfriend? And what's your name? And then it became like clockwork. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at 1:15, the library door opened, and there you were. Always in that Ateneo hoodie, always wearing shorts, always in Adidas, always with a chewing gum in your mouth, always in that same spot. And when you studied, your hands were always pressed to your head, always on the do not disturb mode. But there was this one time where you weren't studying. You were on your cell phone for a long time and you looked really serious. LQ kaya? Was there a problem at home? I pretended I needed a book from a section near you so I could walk behind your desk. You weren't texting. You were playing a game. Words with Friends. Oh my god. What a geek. What a cutie. Ma-download nga. Friday, December 4, 1:45. I was late this time because I had my consultation with Prof. Rivera. Things were looking up for me ACADS-wise, and nasa final stretch na ng SEM. I checked your spot. You were not there. Okay, that's okay, May. That's good. Walang distractions. So for once, I found myself really focused on my term paper. And then... what the heck? Chichiria sa library? Girl naman! It was so annoying! I couldn't take the noise. My table had dividers, so I couldn't see who it was. But I was so sure nakatabi ko lang siya. Excuse me naman! Oh my god, it was you. Those broad shoulders, that hoodie. I knew it was you. Oh.
Hey, Lucky Charms.
Yeah. Bawal pagkain sa live, diba?
Shh. I study better pag may ninunguya ako. I ran out of gum. Want some Cornix?
It's okay.
Shit. Was it too loud?
Well, kinda.
Sorry. Study period mo din ba ito?
Yeah, I mean, how did you know?
Well, I always see you here.
Humahabol kasi ako sa ACADS. See this book? I need to finish this for my term paper.
Sociology? Cool. The study of people.
Well, more the behavior and how we relate. Never mind. Boring stuff. Yeah, no one really knows what social is about. Nung nag-apply ako, sabi ng dad ko, anong sosyo-sosyo? Bagay nga sa'yo, anak. Hilig mong umusyoso.
Okay, that's funny.
I was starting to feel like a creep. Bakit ko ba kinuwento yun? Was it time for damage control? Was it time to just stay quiet? Was it time to disappear? Ikaw?
Ako?
I mean, humahabol ka din sa ACADS?
Oh, well, free time ko talaga to. At 6 PM kasi usually may training na kami.
Training?
Athlete life.
Oh, wow. Basketball player pala kausap ko. Congrats on being champions.
I'm from the swim team actually. Pero champions din kami.
Sorry, I don't really follow UAAP.
Ikaw ata yung first na nakilala ko who doesn't.
Thanks, I think. I felt so stupid. Each second and each minute that passed felt like forever. I wanted to continue talking to you, but talking to you would mean continuing to embarrass myself. In fairness, tinigil mo ang Cornix, so dapat hindi na ako madistract, diba? But your mere presence beside me made me so uneasy. I mean, amoy na amoy ko yung pabango mo.
Hey, I'll go ahead na.
Oh, sure.
By the way, you're taking philo, right?
Huh? Yeah. Paano mo nalaman?
Nung nagkapalit kasi yung photocopies natin, I recognize the handouts. Rivera?
Yeah. Terror prof.
I know, right? Natest talagang note-taking skills ko nun. Naubos ang isang notebook ko sa kanya.
Yeah, it's really hard to keep up.
Kayang-kaya mo yan. You seem to work hard naman.
Thanks.
What's your name?
May. May Alexandra Jimenez.
May Alexandra Jimenez. See you around.
I was caught off guard. Full name talaga. Girl, magpapa-NBI ka. I panicked. What if you would add me on Facebook and then it hit me? Shucks. I didn't even get your name. December went by really quickly. There were reports, group presentations, projects. It was hectic, and I was everywhere. coffee shops, my dorm, my blockmates' dorm, cafeteria, pati sa church. I was everywhere. But the library. Until finals week passed. And I could breathe again. December 17, 5:30 p.m. I had some overdue books to return. The library was empty, of course. Start na rin kasi ng Christmas break. I didn't expect to see you there. Magkano po ang late fee? Ito ID ko.
May Alexandra Jimenez. Teka, iha. May naiwan ka ata dito.
May naiwan ako.
Hindi. May nagpaiwan pala. Teka. May Alexandra. Ito.
It was a blue sterling notebook. All its pages filled up. There was a post-it note in front.
May Alexandra Jimenez. Found my fellow notes. Let this be your lucky charm. Good luck. See you around.
I was stunned. You lent me your notes so I could pass the subject? Effort ka, kuya. At sobra akong kinilig. I read the note over and over again. You forgot to sign your name. Now, how was I supposed to see you again?
Iha. Iha. Iha.
Huh?
Magsasara na ako. Hindi ka ba magbo-bonfire?
The bonfire? Of course. Sa stress ng finals week, I forgot the part about you being part of the swimming team. Hindi na dapat ako pupunta kasi gusto ko na lang sana matulog. I hate crowds. And everyone was going to be there, but you were going to be there. I started running to the open field. Looking back, I'm not sure why I was running. It suddenly felt like a last opportunity to see you. To thank you. To get your name. To cheer you on. The way you cheered me on. My heart was beating and I was getting closer and closer.
May, kanina pa kita hinahanap.
Ha? Oh, Sandra! Of course, di na kita nakita sa bonfire. There were too many people and I couldn't find that hoodie or those broad shoulders in the crowd. Ni hindi ko nga alam sino-sino ang mga nasa swim team eh. So, I chose to have fun and celebrate with my friends. I celebrated my win. The university's wins. Your wins. But somehow deep inside, I wish that the skies would open up and drop you in front of me. Kasi nga, di ba? Sabi mo, see you around. But on our way out, I noticed one of the food stalls was selling, yep, peanuts. And who else did I see buying Cornix?
Hey!
Hi! Kumusta?
I haven't seen you in a while. Kumusta ang finals?
Pasado lahat. Thank God.
I knew you could do it. I hope the notes help.
Oh yeah. Super. Laking tulong talaga. Here. Thank you. Well, Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Enjoy your vacation.
I'll see you around. I mean, next sem?
Yeah. Or, I don't know. OJT ko na kasi.
Oh, well, good luck.
Thanks. May Alexandra Jimenez. Bye.
Bye.
Girl, sino yun?
I didn't get his name.
You just heard a story from May from Ateneo about her study buddy and lucky charm.
The Ateneo, Sally. The Arneo.
Okay, the Ateneo. Anyway, we're about to take a little break, but make sure to stick around because we'll be on the line with May.
Sally. Psst. Sally.
What?
Guess.
Joel, please.
It's called ASMR.
Benzo, naka-standby na ba sa line si May?
Naka-standby na.
I-ASMR natin si May sa phone. Maybe the library dude will recognize our whispers.
Hi, I'm Sally, reading your stories of leading love.
have an immeasurable loss.
Joel, naka-on ba mic mo?
No, it's on cue.
Pag nagkamali ka ng pinto dyan at mag-live ka, papagalitan pa tayo.
Ano mapapagalitan? I think people will love this. Me, with my sexy bedroom voice. Este, a Sally's bedroom voice.
Excuse me, Joel. This is my bedroom voice.
Whoa. TMI, Sally. Utang na loob.
Shh, stand by.
Okay.
Welcome back. You're still listening to Miss Connection with me, Sally.
And me, Joel.
Joel, babe.
So sorry, I thought I was still at the library.
Ramdam na ramdam talaga ni Joel yung kwento, guys. And on that note, we've got May on the line to tell us more about her story. Hello, May!
Hi, guys. Thanks for featuring my story.
First things first, May, alam namin na exam week ngayon. Have you been hitting the books in the library?
Actually, yes. And wala akong distractions ngayon.
That's good. And we want to know, how did this story turn into a missed connection?
It's kind of stupid kung isipin mo. I could have just gotten his name and number. It's just that, sabi ko nga sa story, I'm NBSB from an all-girls school, kaya I really don't know how to approach these things. Like, lagi akong tulala sa kanya. Kaya feeling ko, it wasn't chance or fate that caused the misconnection. I was the one who missed the opportunity. I missed my chance. And I'm hoping na I could fix that by sharing my story on this show.
I think what's great about your story, May, is that so many people can relate to this. We've all had crushes. Lahat tayo nautal din at some point.
Si Joel na ang nagsabi niyan, ha? Ang pambansang playboy. So May, let me get this straight. You know he's on the swim team, so siguro naman you've looked up his name.
Well, here's the thing. The swim team isn't like the basketball team na celebs talaga sa campus. I mean, there's a list of swimmers and there are photos. But I can't match the names to the faces. And the last thing I want to do is find each one of them on Facebook at EDM.
So you'd rather take the risk of sharing your story publicly?
Yeah. Kumbaga, ito, I've done my part. I've confessed everything. And I'll let fate play it out.
Interesting. Sige, we'll keep our fingers crossed for you, May.
And if any of you know this swimmer from Ateneo currently taking his OJT...
And took Philut under Prof. Rivera.
Prof. Rivera, if you're listening, please check your old class records.
Hi, Prof. Thanks for passing me.
Congrats, May, and good luck on your upcoming exams.
Good luck, May.
Thanks, Sally and Joel.
If you know the studious swimmer from May's story, whether you're from Ateneo or elsewhere, get in touch with us. As always, that's Miss Connection PH on Facebook and Twitter. You can help us find Miss Connections, make a shout out to your friends, and even share your own stories.
Just like some of these submissions from you. Check this out.
Starbucks mura to. Nakishare ako ng table sa'yo. Nag-aaral ako, tapos ikaw, nagdodrawing sa tablet mo. Magaling ka mag-drawing. Fan din ako ng anime. Pinabantay mo sa akin yung gamit mo para lumabas at manigarilyo. I quit smoking. Sana, ikaw rin.
To the guy who walked his dog along Belfast, March 24 in the morning. I let you cross with your cute puppy. You are cute too. Thanks for having the puppy wave hi to me as I passed. That made my day. I hope the rain didn't ruin your walk that morning. We could walk our dogs together sometime, if you live nearby.
Thank you for joining us for another hour of the show that gives you a second chance for that once-in-a-lifetime moment. This has been Sally, your Miss Connection.
And this has been Joel. We're leaving you today with Daydream from Lily Penner. Till next time!
What the hell?
Huh?
Daydream talaga?
What? Nasa rotation natin to. It's just a song.
It's not just a song. You know what that song means. What that song meant to me.
Come on. Don't tell me you're still not okay. Okay. Babawi ako. Treat kita ng dinner.
I'm not in the mood. See you next week.
Sal...
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.